Morning. Tom's sick today. He was throwing up all last night. And so please pray for him. And also Kenny is sick. So he went home yesterday with a fever. So please pray for those people. So I'm going to be covering for Tom today. If you could please turn to Friday, March 30th, this is page 128 of your one book. Page 128. Okay. A heart to serve. This is Mark chapter 10, 32 to 44. They were on the road, going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. They were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. He took the 12 aside again and began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death. Then they will hand him over to the Gentiles. They will mock him and spit on him, and flog him, and kill him, and after 3 days he will rise again." James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What is it that you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognized as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all." And verse 45 is not written on the devotional, but I think they should have kept it in there. So let me read that to you from the scriptures. Mark 10, 45. So Jesus ends that with, "So whoever wishes to be first must be slave of all." And verse 45, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Amen. So let me read the rest of the devotional. This is Pastor Andy Gardner from The Vine. "When I was 11, I had the opportunity to shake the hand of the President of the United States. I was selected by my class to meet with the big man alongside my other members of our school. We waited nervously in a room for him to arrive, but he never showed. I didn't care. To be selected above others in my class was all the ego growth an 11-year-old needed. Position can be seductive. James and John asked Jesus for positions of significance and authority next to him in glory. In part, their request came from an honest heart. They wanted to be near their Savior at the time of his glorification. In reality, their request spoke of a desire for power and greatness. Jesus responds by telling his disciples that the true path to wisdom and authority comes not from a position or title, but an attitude, to have a heart to serve. As we embrace a servant heart, we truly become followers of Jesus, the only place where true greatness is found." Amen. So in this passage, the disciples are going to Jerusalem with Jesus. It's right after the rich young ruler, which we heard about yesterday. And they're going to Jerusalem, and Jesus is telling the disciples, "Hey, this is what's going to happen to me. I'm going to be crucified, you know, I'm going to be flogged, and I'm going to be killed." And so interesting. I feel like the disciples just don't get it. Because then James and John would come up to him after Jesus says, I'm going to be suffering and I'm going to go through all these things. And they come, hey, Jesus, can we sit next to you in your glory? Like, they don't really understand that the Son of Man came to die and to give his life as a ransom for many. They still have this understanding that this kingdom that Jesus is bringing is some sort of an earthly kingdom, and they want to be in that position of power when Jesus comes into his power and glory. So, you know, they say that, and Jesus, I feel like, is being very diplomatic in his answer. He says, well, yeah, you're going to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized. But this position, you know, left and right, that's not mine to give. It's for those that it's been prepared for. So Jesus gives the answer. He must have done it in front of the other 10 disciples, because then they get angry. And in my version, it says they get indignant. And if you look up indignant in the dictionary, it has the idea of being treated unjustly. You know, it's like you feel the injustice of what has been done to you, so you are angry. So the 10 disciples feel unjustly treated. They're like, how can these two guys do this? You know, how can they go behind our back to try and get a position from Jesus, get some more favor from Jesus? They're angry, and Jesus, looking to them, teaches them, right? He says, that's not what this is about. That's not what discipleship is about. You being my disciple is not about you becoming great in the eyes of people, you know, you becoming recognized or having a position of power or authority, but really it's about serving. And Jesus says, you know, as I have served you, so you must serve, you know. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. And in the same way, you need to serve. For me, just being at church, The times that I get most convicted about serving is when I see Pastor Sam vacuuming the church. When I see Pastor Sam vacuuming or cleaning or doing something, I go, oh my gosh, what am I doing? And in the same way, like, the Jesus is saying, guys, I'm your leader and I'm here to serve you. And then you read in John, he washes the feet of the disciples as a symbolic act of his servant heart. You know, and when I am chilling and then I see Pastor Sam, I mean, it might be just the Korean-ness in me, but I see Pastor Sam vacuuming the floor, I go, oh, let me do it. Or I'll be like, okay, what can I do? And I just feel like, I feel so uncomfortable when I'm sitting down and he's doing something. But I mean, maybe that's not that healthy, but you know, you see the example of the leader serving, and then you go, oh man, I need to join in that service. And hopefully, the disciples don't get it until the Holy Spirit comes into them. But, you know, that's what Jesus is saying. And Tom very graciously sent me his points that he wanted to share. So I'm just going to share what Tom would have shared if he was here in the morning, and then I'm going to read another scripture, and then we'll finish. Very simple. He has 3 points about serving. And number 1, he says, serving is not action. It is an attitude of the heart. I think it's very important. Because we can do the work of the service. You know, we can just grit our teeth and do all the things that need to get done. But if our attitude is, oh man, I better get some recognition for this, you know, or I better get appreciated, or somebody better, you know, or I better be promoted to a position because I'm doing all these things, I think we're missing the point. When Jesus says, if you want to be first, you must be the slave of all, I don't think Jesus is saying, I'm going to tell you the secret of rising to the position of being first. You know, that's not what Jesus is saying. He's saying you need to have a change of attitude. You need to stop desiring this position of authority and power and this position of greatness and being at the first place. Because once you start being a slave of all, then I think your heart changes and you recognize, oh, that's not what this is about, being first. but it's about serving. So it's not like Jesus is saying, here's how you get to the first place, but he's saying, no, you need to change your attitude and be a servant. So I think, you know, even if we are serving and we do all these things, if you do it with a bad attitude or if you do it with an attitude of, I want to be first, we're still missing the point. So they're very good points. Serving is not an action, but it's an attitude of the heart. And I think that comes through in the way we do what we're called to do. Number two, he says, serving is not an effect of a cause. And I'm going to try and explain. He says, you know, the science, the cause and effect idea. So serving is not an effect of a cause. It is a response to God's love. And I believe what Tom is saying here is, I'm not exactly sure. I don't know. I'm not Tom. But the way I understand it is serving is not a bargaining chip with God. You know, it's not like he does something for you, and then you're like, okay, well, I better serve God now because he's done this. And then the next is, well, I'm doing this, so God better do something for me now. You know, like it's a cause and effect thing. Like God does something, and then as a result, you move, but not with this attitude of thanksgiving and a love response to God. But it's like, well, like you owe him something, so you do something. But then your attitude then is like, well, I did this, so God, now you owe me something. And that's the whole cause and effect thing. But Tom is saying, no, it's not that. It's a response to God's love. It's a response to what God has done in our lives. And it's not a bargaining kind of thing. You can't bargain with God, right? We know that we cannot bargain with the Almighty. We just respond to him and we give him everything that we are, you know, because that's how he calls us. So it's not a cause and effect. Don't think of it like, oh, I'm doing all this. You know, God, you owe me something now. You know, that's, we never approach God that way. And the last point he says is, serving is not for recognition, it's for glorification, and puts parentheses, magnification of God. So it's not for recognition of ourselves, but it's to give God glory, and it's to magnify his name. And we just need to remember this, you know, because it's easy. I think it's easy to serve and then feel like, oh man, nobody recognizes me. Nobody appreciates me. Nobody, yeah, you know, like, what's up? But then if you realize serving is not for you to be recognized. I mean, and it goes back to the first point about serving being an attitude, not just an action, but really an attitude to love people in the church and to serve people in the church and to bring out the best in them. If we have that attitude, then it'll be easier for us not to do it for recognition, but to really just do it for the glory of God and to magnify his name. And I want to read to you a passage that comes out in Philippians. And Paul must have understood the servant heart. You know, he must have understood what Jesus is saying about being a servant of all. And he says, well, first in chapter 1, at the end of chapter 1, he says, hey, I might get released from prison, I might not get released from prison, but whatever happens, live a life worthy of the gospel that you have received. And then he kind of goes on to explain what the life worthy of the gospel looks like. And you go to chapter 2, and he says, therefore, verse 1, therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. And this is key, verse 3 of chapter 2 in Philippians. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Another translation would say, consider others more important than yourself. Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. And then he says, you know, in your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. And then he talks about how Jesus came down from heaven. He didn't consider his equality with God, something to be grasped. But he gave it all away. He emptied himself, made himself like a servant, came down and gave his life. And it's really the same idea. He's saying, look, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, had this attitude in him when he came down from heaven. Therefore, we need to have that same attitude in our relationship with one another. And Paul, just major theme in Philippians is, guys, be united in spirit, have the same mind, and be one body in one spirit. And I feel like that is a very key message for our church, you know, that we would be one church with the same mind of the same spirit. But how do you do that? Very practically, is through serving each other. Paul's saying, do this, but that's really abstract. Like, well, how do you become united and have one mind and same spirit? But he's saying, you do that by looking to each other's needs and considering their needs more important than your own, and then putting it into action, you know. Look for the needs of other people, not just your own, and then just do it, you know. Serve them and meet their needs. And, you know, like, if we all did it to each other, it's going to be so beautiful. If we could all do it to each other, I mean, the problems come because some people are doing it and some are not, and the some that are doing it eventually feel a little bit slighted because it's not reciprocated and all that stuff. But if we all did it at the same time, and I was looking to everybody else's needs and everybody else is looking for my needs, I mean, it's going to be so beautiful, you know, and that will be a beautiful church body that really comes together in love and in servanthood. And that's what Jesus taught too, you know. If you want to be first, be the slave of all. But if everybody became the slave of all, then things would work out, you know. So remember, the 3-point serving is not action, but it's an attitude. Serving is, it's not a cause and effect kind of thing, but it's a response to God's love. And number 3, serving is not for recognition, but for glorification of God's name. And Janella, if you can come lead worship for us, let's just meditate upon this teaching that really is from Jesus. And then Paul teaches that, you know, just about being a servant, having a servant attitude. And let's just go before God with this. let's just pray about this topic. Let's just ask Jesus to help us to be a servant as He was a servant, and to really have this attitude in our relationships with one another, have the attitude of Christ. And that we just pray for yourselves, you know, us individually, that I would be a servant, I would have this attitude, and I would be able to look out for the needs of others and consider others more important than myself. So let's pray for that for ourselves. For the pastor, Pastor Andrew Gardner, who wrote the devotional, and he's a teaching pastor at The Vine in Wan Chai, and it was kind of in his Facebook, so I think it's public news. Him and his wife, they recently adopted a baby, just very recently. So let's pray for that too. Let's pray for his family. Let's pray for that whole process. Let's also pray for the church that he's leading in his ministry. Let's pray that there will be the anointing of God upon him. So let's pray for Pastor Andrew Gardner. Let's go to our community prayer focus. Let's pray for just our church family members that are going through cancer, chemotherapy, and surgery, and different things that people are going through, and they just need God to intervene and do something in their lives. So let's pray for our brothers and sisters on the list, and just lift them up to God. Let's go to the next slide. Let's pray. Continue to pray for our community. Let's pray for those of our church family members that need salvation as well as physical healing. Let's pray that God would move in their lives. Let's pray for those with other sicknesses and illnesses. And also pray for those that are looking for a job. Let's pray that God would give them favor and they would talk to the right people and just guide them and lead them in the right direction. And also, if you could also pray for, you know, just Tom, he's sick, and Kenny is also ill. And so pray for them as well. And let's just pray for, I mean, because I think there's sickness going around. Let's just pray for covering over our church. The different people that are sick would also just recover and be healed. Let's pray for our community. Let's go to our Friday prayer focus. Let's pray for the local ministries in Hong Kong. Let's pray for the local churches of Hong Kong. Let's lift them up. God will be with them and strengthen them and anoint them. Let's pray for YWAM Hong Kong. Let's pray for Sports Services International, Shanti Ministry, and Masters Beauty. Just pray that God will continue to lead YWAM Hong Kong to really bring the gospel to this city. Let's pray for Face to Face with Jimmy. Let's pray for Zhengsheng College. And let's pray for the students there that they will be really set free from any drug addiction, and that just God will watch over this place. Let's pray for Feed the Hungry with Armanda, Christian Solidarity Worldwide with Anil. Let's also pray for the outreaches coming up. We have a red light district outreach. We'll pray that later at the SP weekend activity, and also the Easter outreach that's coming up. And let's pray that our church would really be able to be a light in this city and be a blessing to the city that we're in. So let's pray for those local outreaches as well. So let's pray for the local ministries. Let's pray for our SP ministries. Let's pray for the worship team, that everybody on the team would really love God and worship God with all their heart, and just practically they'll be able to really grow in their music and ability and stuff like that. Let's pray for the sound and media team. pray for just God's guidance, that we would be able to, and that God will send us people that are really gifted in this area, so that we will be able to improve our sound, just overall sound as a church. And then also, let's pray for the welcoming and hospitality team, that they'll be able to really carry the love of God, you know, as they welcome people into the church. And let's pray for the barista ministry. Pray for Bonnie, who is leading that ministry. And just pray that the barista ministry will also be a blessing to the body here. And pray for the people that are serving as well. So let's lift up these ministries. Let's pray for the weekend activity and also our house church meeting tonight. So Friday night there is a McCain House Church. Please pray for them, that they'll have a great meeting. There's also Growing in Christ class that Pastor Eugene will be teaching tonight. And IP team also meets on Friday night to pray. So let's pray that God will bless them and help them. Just in each of those things. And Saturday tomorrow we have GIC in the morning. We have it at 11 a.m. And then there is the Red Light District Outreach is on Saturday. Let's pray that the YWAM Hong Kong will be leading it. So let's pray for them, that they'll have a great time. They're going to do a 12-hour prayer and worship session from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then our church is going to help them out in few different spots. One, Sarah Cho is going to be leading 1 to 2 o'clock worship. And then we're combining the river that we normally have on Saturday nights with that. So from 8 to 9, we're going to be meeting. And Hyunsu and I will be leading the worship there. So let's pray that it'll be really a powerful time of worship and inviting the presence of God into this area in Wan Chai. And then on Sunday, obviously, we have Sunday service. Let's pray for the Sunday school. Pray for the youth group that will be meeting in the morning service. Pray for the worship team. And also pray for Pastor Eugene. This Sunday is a mission Sunday. So we're going to be just announcing the different mission trips coming up in the summer. And P. Eugene's kind of going to be leading that service. Let's pray that there will be anointing and the presence of God will be here. And if you could also pray for Pastor Sam, please. He's in Seattle. He's on a ministry trip. He's been preaching and stuff already. And he's going to be there a few more days. So please pray for him, that the anointing of God will be upon him. And that God will move in power through Pastor Sam. So let's just pray for our SP weekend activity. And also Cascade on Monday. Let's pray for Cascade on Monday as well. So let's pray together. Dear Father, thank you for your love. Thank you for just your message, God, of being a servant. God, help us to not look to our own needs first, but to consider others more important than ourselves, God, to look to the needs of others, and help us to have that attitude. Help us to serve, God, and really have a good attitude in serving, and serve as a response to your love, God, and to your service to us, God. And would you help us in that, God? Thank you, Lord. And I give you this day. I pray for your blessing over every person here, God. I pray that you will walk with them in whatever they do, God, today. I just pray that we'll be able to do everything that we do, you know, knowing that your presence is with us, God, and for your glory. And this weekend coming up, help us to really seek your face, God, and spend time with you. Lord, thank you, and we love you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a great day. Bless you guys. See you.